Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 29. I'm Michael.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Just like that, huh?
Yep.
If we will be discussing the tech news of the last week. You're wearing your regular headphones today. And other relevant news.
I want it to be cool.
It makes sense. It is, I don't even know the date, the 8th. December 8th today. We're fully on our way to 2012.
Yeah.
It's nearly here. Seems crazy.
It's already there.
Already. That we only have about a year left to live before the end of the world, so.
Oh, shit.
If you're listening live, you know.
And this is our 29th episode.
Yeah, that seems crazy, right?
Holy F-balls.
I'm going to be 30 next week. I'm not ready to be 30.
Mm-mm. At least we can drink.
That's right. If you're listening live, you know that it's a little after 8 currently, but seems about the norm at this point. So roughly 8, though. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes and at our site, bleedgeek.com. Yeah. So that's that. Anything you'd like to say before we get into it?
Nah, I got nothing. Well, we got a Christmas tree. If you are watching via live, you may see right here. That is our Christmas tree. We've got some snowflakes right there.
One above my head.
Right there. Yeah, you can't see it, though.
No? Does that mean you can't see me if I go back this far?
No, can't see you.
Not at all?
I can see your hands, and I can see your arms.
Damn.
Good one.
But yeah, so should we probably just shoot right into it?
Let's just do it.
There has been, we talked about the Xbox update coming. It came the 6th for some people, which was when it was supposed to, but it was slightly delayed. They had a few issues, but I think now it's fully rolled out.
Correct.
Assuming you have
Xbox plugged in.
Yeah, I haven't updated mine yet, and I don't think you have either, huh?
I haven't turned it on since I finished Portal.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, so.
But it's got a new UI.
It looks really nice.
It's kind of the Metro style that Windows 8 will be in the Windows tablet. Mm-hmm. And
kind of tiles.
Tiles, yeah.
Tiles is the big Windows thing now.
I believe they've revamped their Netflix. They have a new Netflix app coming. And they don't have YouTube yet, but that's supposed to come out within the week, I believe. Like an app for that. And then HBO Go is supposed to be there, but that's coming later as well. A lot of the new features, though, are like the voice search. You just tell your Xbox. It's weird, though, because you have to say Xbox, and then you have to wait till the little microphone comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to say Bing. You can't say, like, search for. You say Bing, and then whatever. And
but
then it brings
like
up options.
They're trying to force, like, I'm going to Google that. You know, they're trying to make it
a verb. Yeah. So. I don't know. It looked pretty cool, but I haven't played around with it yet at all because I haven't turned on my Xbox. Because I haven't had time. And they also launched a Windows Phone app to go along with it that kind of helps you integrate Xbox Live to, like, your phone.
I know you could do some controlling
Change, like, you know, look in your friends list, look at certain things, your game scores, you can. I'm not sure about, like, buying points and stuff. Like, you know, like, they use the Microsoft points or whatever to sell. Not to sell, but you buy them to buy other things.
Right.
For your microtransactions and what have you. Arcade games. That sort of thing.
So it came out for the Windows Phone only, correct?
Nope. They also launched that same day an iOS app. And I believe there's an Android one as well.
Okay.
I downloaded the iOS app, but I haven't used it yet. But I just download apps, so it just happened. It's iPad as well, so it's iPhone and iPad. So it's like having a little Windows Phone on your iPhone. It's the tiles and stuff, and you can play. You see your avatar and your friends list and stuff from it. But overall, it's gotten pretty decent reviews so far. From what I've seen, mostly just walkthroughs, though not a lot of full reviews because people haven't had a ton of time to play with it yet. I mean, it only came out a day ago for some people, but I don't know. And I think there'll be a lot more integration with Windows 8 as well.
Oh, definitely.
And then, of course, if there really is a new Kinect coming. But they definitely are trying to be more like getting you into their ecosystem. Like they're supposed to be live TV coming through Verizon Fios shortly in certain markets where you have Verizon and you fit all these requirements, because of course no one wants to give you anything unless you're already paying for their stuff. But it'll be interesting to see, and of course at CES, if really, we've talked about it a number of times, but if they do come out with a new Xbox,
yep,
what that'll be like.
So. Yeah, they have to. The Xbox is doing good, but...
But it's 6 years old
time,
now.
It's time.
Like,
How old was the original Xbox before, do you know?
Well, it just turned 10, and so if the Xbox 360 is 6, so it was only out for 4 years before they came out with a new one.
So, yeah, it's time.
Right. And, I mean, with the talk... I mean... The Xbox came out first, the 360, and then the Wii, and then the PS3. And the Wii is already, I mean, granted, they're behind already, because they don't, not behind, I don't want to say that, because, I mean, obviously
well, they've never,
killing, they, but they're almost in a different category now.
Right.
Although, with the motion control, I mean, obviously, both PlayStation and the Xbox tried to get into it by the Kinect and PlayStation Move, or whatever it's called.
I like how PlayStation... copied basically what the Wii did. I think
exactly. That's part of the reason why they didn't do well.
Yeah, and I like how Xbox said motion control, we will go beyond that, you know, right, and develop their own thing. And well, that's how you advance the market.
And I think again that why the PlayStation one did horrible, but the Xbox One has done so well is because that, you know, they innovated it on themselves instead of just copying what the Wii did exactly. But along with working with Verizon, there's been some weird Verizon stuff going on lately. Cool things?
Yeah, I think so. With the... Are you going to talk about the family plan?
Well, that too, yeah. So I totally would be pumped for that. So there's rumors that Verizon is going to offer a family data plan next year, early to, I think, second quarter they were looking at, which would be nice. Although, well, it would be nice for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right now for me, I'm paying $30 a piece for each of our data plans, which sucks.
And do you think Dani uses...
To a point, she downloads apps and Pandora,
but she's at home, so she could also do that over Wi-Fi.
Right, that's what I was. I mean, she doesn't use it a lot away from home, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't be on the Wi-Fi unless I forced her to be either. So, but you know, I mean, there's some people though that like you know maybe they don't have it set up just because they don't, especially for, yeah. But it'll definitely be nice to be able to have it tiered a little more. The only thing I wonder is if like for me. Not ever changing my plan because I have the unlimited data, whether it'll be I'll still switch or not. Because obviously if Verizon does it, AT&T will follow suit.
Yep.
Which they've talked about it anyway. Last year's All Things D conference, I believe it was, the CEO of AT&T, or maybe he's not the CEO, Ralph De La Vega or whatever his name is, said that they were working on it as well. Potentially, you could be getting a family plan, which, I mean, I think for us, for our unlimited messaging plan is much cheaper than individual plans, so it could only really be good for those with family plans.
Yeah. Well, it's like, even T-Mobile's been pushing, I mean, granted, there's not a lot of people that are huge fans of that, but whatever. But their big deal right now is unlimited text, phone and data for $50 on a family plan, and it's like even $50 for that, because like right that's cheaper than my current plan, and Lydia doesn't have data.
Yeah,
so
but we'll see what happens with that, if it comes to comes into being, or if they just kind of leave it be or what. But I'm pretty sure, I mean, it seems to be pretty heavily announced now, so
mm-hmm.
I think we'll see something. Whether or not the deals will be, like, great or just, like, mediocre, or we'll have to see or how they end up rating it. Because right now, I think most plans are capped at 2 gigs of data for a month.
Yeah, that seems to be the new
standard. So I don't know if they'll do like, oh, well, depending on how many lines you have, you get so much data and this is how much it is. But it'll be nice for something like you said, like me and Danny, where she's on Wi-Fi most of the time. If I were to use 3 gigs, she would use less than one. It would still work out. But again, we'll wait and see.
True.
So Verizon has been in the news a lot lately, I think. They made a deal with Comcast. I don't remember if we talked about it all last week or not. But
I don't think
we did. It's kind of, they're selling Spectrum, Comcast and a couple other companies, cable companies, own Spectrum. And so Verizon is buying it from them, essentially. And then they are, in return, Comcast is now selling Verizon products or vice versa. I don't know, it's all a big complicated mess. But there's been a ton of rumors now, more recently, that Verizon is now looking also to start their own Netflix competitor. And they came out just the other day, I think it might have been yesterday or the day before, to say that they had looked into buying Hulu. But obviously they didn't, because no one's bought Hulu yet. Honestly, I think Hulu's just going to die. But
They needed to make a move.
Well, it's just at this point, all of the companies that offer the... that Hulu offers stuff from is doing it themselves. You can just go to CBS or ABC and just watch the shows there instead of paying for Hulu Plus. The only thing that Hulu Plus, I think, has right now is that you can watch Fox shows immediately because they pushed back their 8-day. I think we talked about that before, because it happened during the summer, but you can't get Fox stuff online until 8 days after it aired.
Yeah, which is lame.
But
for free.
Yeah. Although Hulu did have one cool thing they announced today. Did you see it at all? Mm-mm. Their face match. Essentially what they're doing is if you are watching something on Hulu and you're like, who is that guy? I know that actor. Who is he? If you go over his face with your mouse, it'll give you a little window of his name and like...
kind of like a primary role,
yeah, like
type info.
Like built right in. I don't believe it's rolled out yet, but a few of the initial like media, the people, because the media always gets to look at it first. The reviews seem to be pretty good for the people that have been hands-on with it, but I don't know. I think it's a cool idea. Although, I don't know, sometimes you want to be ingrained in the show you're watching. You don't want to, I don't know, I think that would kind of ruin the experience, but if you're just, watching it in passing, it'd be a little better. Like, so I don't know, if you click on it, if it would bring you to another window and then...
Right.
You kind of lose your show. I mean, not that people aren't multitasking and hardly watching what they're watching anymore anyway, but I thought that was quite the interesting feature. And moving through to the, away from the phones, but... Kindle Fires, which we found out apparently may or may not have great batteries, from our only person we know that has one. There's been complaints about that. I haven't heard that anywhere else, really, though. Have you seen anything?
Mm-mm. I mean, no, I've heard... That's why it was kind of surprising to me.
The biggest complaint I've read online, at least about it, is just things being in the carousel. You can't delete manually. You can't manually delete them. They're just always there. Because it goes chronologically back from the last thing you looked at, and they never disappear, apparently. But apparently you can get Ice Cream Sandwich on a Kindle Fire soon, or it is now.
Yep.
With this, it seemed like a pretty simple port. I didn't look too much into that, but...
No, it didn't sound... I read the story, and it doesn't sound like it was difficult at all. And it's awesome.
Like, I mean, that didn't take long.
No, I want to play with ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get a Galaxy Nexus.
I know.
Which I don't believe has even come out on Verizon yet. Is it out yet?
Tomorrow.
It keeps getting pushed back. Like it's.
Well, today, because today was the announcement in Canada for that, and so there was one other phone that was coming out, and then there was a camera shot of from a Verizon store, like from one of their websites, and it said that they were supposed to be getting it on the 7th, or the getting it on the 8th, and they, it didn't say if that's when they were getting their shipment or what. So, but there's more rumors that said tomorrow is supposed to be the day.
Well, and there's been a lot of stuff that's come out lately. Verizon is apparently blocking the Google Wallet app. They won't allow it on there because, well, there's Verizon supports ISIS, which we've talked about before as a NFC client that they're backing. So they aren't, and I feel like there was one other app that they weren't allowing, but it's been, I saw someone tweet today that Google should block Verizon from getting the Galaxy Nexus,
Google wouldn't do that because they want their stuff out there, but right. Well, it'd be funny if they blocked, like, somehow.
And it's really up to Samsung, not Google. I mean, because Samsung's the
maker.
Right. But I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of back and forth right now between Verizon. And I think also the fact that they were supposed to have released it in November, I think, has been an issue for Google as well.
What's like, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like
little kids throwing sand at each other.
And honestly, I think it's super dumb of them not to have released it. I mean, it's like the holiday season is right now, and they're about to miss their biggest selling point, you know? Like, even Black Friday, if they could have had it out then on a deal or something, you know, I think that would have been prime time for them to sell it, but they're apparently just going to hold out forever. I'm not sure. But yeah. There's also a nice history of Android was put on The Verge the other day.
Yes.
Did you read through it all?
Yeah, it was.
I just skimmed it, but it looked like a great.
Somebody put a lot of. I didn't see. I don't remember who wrote it.
Chris Siegler, I believe.
Like, he put a lot of time into it.
Yeah, it seemed super in depth. And if you have time, I mean, we should. I don't know if you can drop a link in the chat.
I posted a link in chat already.
There you go. I'm out of chat for whatever reason.
Yeah,
but,
timed you out.
But it was yeah, they did a great job on it, and it just. It's funny to look back at the older phones and just to see how Android has evolved. I mean, and obviously Ice Cream Sandwich is going to be, I mean, obviously moving forward, you would hope that you would always have the best one coming out next, but.
Well, they were talking in the 6 years total that Android has been around. They've pushed out eight major client releases and they were comparing it to Windows. Where they've been around for 25 years and they are on like around the same number now, you know, so they're talking about how quick they're really pushing all these updates. So,
yeah, I mean, and it seems like they're coming a little faster now.
They believe in their product. You can tell.
Right.
And, I don't know. It was cool looking at. Well, it was funny looking at, because I remember when the G1 came out, and I was like, man, that phone's pretty sweet. I mean, it was kind of ugly, but it was so beyond anything else that was really out, and it's like, that's sweet. And then now you look at it, and it's like, ugh.
What a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah. It's just so
like, fugly the looking. Whole form of it is just weird. Like, it's got the little curves up at the end, and then the way the keyboard, it doesn't slide out, it like hinges down and back. I don't know, it's just odd, an odd phone. But I mean, it was their first go at it, obviously. I mean, look at now. So but it was definitely an interesting read if you have time. It's pretty in depth, so
yeah.
If you get a chance, you should definitely check that out.
Check it out. Speaking of Google.
Yeah. I mean, Google was all over the place today.
They've been busy bees.
They put out a new app today called Google Currents. Just similar to Flipboard.
Flipboard.
It's kind of like a Flipboard competitor. But it's, I don't know. When they upgraded their RSS feed before, they kind of changed a lot of things that people didn't like. So I kind of wonder if this was their preempting, killing that altogether and pushing this.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how long they've had that, like, you know, how long they've had it in development.
Well, they have a ton of different companies that are working with them, so it has to have been in effect for a while, because...
Yeah, and if they were just waiting for, like, the right time, where they're like...
Well, they launched it at the web conference in France, so that's why they launched it today. But I downloaded it and played with it just a little bit today, but it definitely is a lot like Flipboard. It's just, you know, you pick your certain news sources that you want in your library, and you kind of flip through their stories.
And it pulls, it's just all based off of RSS feeds,
correct? Yep. Yeah. So, which is interesting when we get to the Facebook stuff, how it's similar to them. But the Google Reader, I mean, it seems interesting enough. I don't know, I'll play with it for a while, see if I catch on to it, or if I just leave it. And we talked before about how Facebook had started, tagging faces in photos, which Randy, you know, was highly against.
Totally.
But now Google Plus is also doing something very similar. However, you're not automatically opted into theirs. You have to go into your settings and allow it to happen, which is the same, but different in terms of privacy. It's funny because Eric Schmidt had said before that the one thing that they had worked on that they didn't, like, open source or whatever was the photo recognition. Or that they weren't even... I feel like he said they weren't even going to use it, though, but obviously now.
Bingo bango.
They are. But I mean, it's just, like, the same thing as Facebook. When you put it in, if you have opted in, gone into your settings and changed it, when you put a picture, it'll be like, this looks like so-and-so. Would you like to tag them? Which still seems creepy to me. I don't know. It's just the next wave of being tracked, I feel like.
That's how I feel about it. I don't know. I don't want my... I have Facebook, but I want to be able to control when I'm being tagged in pictures and when I'm being tagged in posts. So I have all that stuff turned off. I like being able to know I can control what gets posted on about me, I guess.
Right. I don't like being tagged in pictures either.
You can turn that off.
I know, but that seems like... Then I feel like I'm, you know...
Because it still... To them, it still looks like you're tagged, but it doesn't technically...
Show it to the world? Right. It just shows it to them?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah, same with posts. You can choose to approve
Have
comments...
Have people... Right.
When you're commented on, or when you're tagged.
Like, people, like, if you said, hey, I'm hanging out with Mike, and yep. tagged me.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Check it out. I can show you. It's pretty cool.
But...
Off-topic, sort of.
In the last bit of Google news for today, Eric Schmidt talked at the Le Web conference, which is going on in France, which...
Le Web.
Is making a lot of... Yeah.
Sorry, you gotta say it like that.
I don't have the French accent.
Oh, I got you covered.
I know, that's what it worked out well. But he said a few odd things when he spoke. He announced that by mid-2012, the majority of TVs will have Google TV built in.
That's awesome.
But it just seems so... Like, does he know that 2012 is in, like, a month? Like, unless there's something that he knows that we don't. Like, that just seems like an unrealistic prediction. Like, he would have to be working with, I mean, not that it's out of their realm of possibility, because they have a lot of money, but it just seems like with the problems they've had with it up till, I mean, they just released a new version of it, but...
Right. If they can make it happen, I am on board. Like, that would be so sweet, and it would... It's only a matter of time. And I think Google has the best chance right now, because there's no Apple TVs out there. Or Apple-branded televisions, I should say. So if they want to hit the market, now's the time, probably.
Yeah.
Especially if they could somehow figure out how to make it, like, some sort of simple... Like, where I could plug in a USB into the back of my TV, and it's like, doo-doo-doo, here you go. Ice cream sandwich. Like, that'd be so awesome.
I don't think that's what he means. It's like, I think it's built in.
Right.
Unless you got a firmware update, because technically you have some software, your widgets and stuff, right?
Yep.
I don't know. It's interesting to see, but it seemed like such an odd thing to say that.
Yeah.
It's like such a short time span.
Maybe he's taking Steve Jobs' approach and doing LSD.
Maybe. Could be happening. He also said that Google was not a country and that they have to abide by laws, just like everyone else. And he said that they've been making an acquisition a day, but he misspoke and he got quoted. And they went backstage and talked to him, and he's like, "Oh, he meant an acquisition a week, which
over."
Well, they've had 50 from October to October, so 52 weeks. That's
oh, sure,
fairly close.
The article I read said they were more than one a week,
but I feel like there's been a lot more lately. So from October. Sure. This October, I mean, they've yeah. amped up
the recently. Average, maybe he should have said.
Right. But
that's crazy. Doesn't it make you wonder what they're buying?
Well, I mean, the fact that you look at, obviously the biggest one was Motorola, but like that was billions of dollars. Like right. how much money are they just throwing at things?
And it, yeah.
And then they cut a ton of projects too.
And I'm sure there's places where you can see it since Google is a publicly traded company.
Right.
And you have to report all that kind of stuff. So it'd be interesting to see. It'd be interesting to see what they were doing.
For sure. And he also said that Android is well ahead of iPhone. If you just look at the numbers, I mean, there's more of them. There's, you know, and he said with Ice Cream Sandwich, they're really going to pull ahead, which that's not so far-fetched at all. I mean, obviously, if you look at the straight numbers, they really are. There's more of them. I mean, everything is bigger. But, I mean, look how many carriers they're on. And
I think... yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of things I think that need to happen for them to, they're flooding the market, so they have the market share, but I think the thing that they need to focus on next is getting developers excited about their operating system, because that's the one thing that Apple has with iOS is developers want to make good apps for the products.
Well, and he came out and he followed up the Android being ahead of iPhone by saying that app developers will come to Android because that's where the volume is. Which, that was the biggest thing that I seen get ripped apart in the tech journalism world, I'll say. Like, is that he's just absolutely off his rocker because they won't go to it strictly because of the volume. It's so much easier right now in that Apple app making development. I mean, that. Android is obviously the SDK is out there, the APIs, whatever. But the way that Apple does everything and people like the interface a lot better. And plus, that's where, I don't know, it's like look at everything that comes out. Like we were just talking about World of Goo, like how long has that been on iOS and it just came to Android? Like yep. It's like everything's ported like six, like Oink, for example. I mean, they're like, well, if it hits big, then we'll probably put it on it. You know, like her Instagram, which they announced at.
Well.
LaWeb too is that say. They have two members now, you know, they're working on the Android one. They have two of their team, which out of six people, I guess, is a pretty solid amount of their workforce.
But they said also a year ago that Instagram was going to be coming to Android,
right.
And there's still nothing.
They did just hire, I know they hired new people, and I think they hired them specifically for that. So now they have two people work. I mean, they were a team of four, so... I'm sure in good time it will arrive. But yeah, I mean, everyone was like, you're crazy, Eric Schmidt. He always says a lot of crazy things.
He's high.
It's always a good to hear what he has to say because it's always like, where did that even come from?
I don't know.
But yeah. Eric Schmidt. One crazy. What are you looking at?
Nothing, just hanging out.
All right.
What's up?
Randy's getting a little weird over here. Apparently, I don't know what's going on. Today there's a lot of Twitter news. Apparently they revamped everything.
Oh, that's. I was gonna check and see if they were doing just a rollout or if it's to everybody now.
But the app's updated, for the better or worse. I saw a lot of negative response at first, and I actually kind of wish I could un-update it because I liked the old style better. but they're trying to make it a more simplistic, easier to use version.
Nope, I have not received the update yet.
The actual web interface is supposed to roll out to everyone within the next 2 weeks. I noticed earlier that mine had done it on my computer, but at work today it wasn't. It was the old one still, so.
Huh. Racist.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's they're only doing it for Apple first, and then the. only if you're on Safari. But I mean, I don't know. You don't use the app on your phone at all, really, do you?
Nope.
So you wouldn't notice. I've heard from the Android side that the app's a lot better than what the old Twitter Android app was, but yeah, the iOS one everyone was complaining about because the iOS one was solid before, and it seems as though they've gone backwards.
Yeah, the thing I don't like about the Twitter app with my phone right now is it automatically syncs all of my contacts to the phone.
From Twitter?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah, because it's to help you tie in, because they assume that all of your contacts are people that you know personally. So then you can tie, like, I could tie your Facebook to
your phone,
to your Twitter, all in one place.
Right.
But it shows up, if they're not linked together, it shows them as all separate entries. So I have a Mike Earl, a Mike037, a MikeEarl@gmail.com. And it's like, and then all of the people that I follow who aren't my actual friends
are all suddenly in your contact book.
And that's something, it sounds like it was an ongoing thing with Android, and it's fixed. I was reading about the contact support in Ice Cream Sandwich, and you can pick who you want to sync to your phone numbers, which is awesome.
Well, it seems crazy that they would just you could assume that everyone you're talking with on Twitter should be someone you know, but at the same time,
right.
That's the nice thing about Twitter being publicly followed. It's a one-way street, not like Facebook. I consider a two-way street where you have to accept a friend request type of thing.
Right.
So I understand it would make more sense with Facebook, and I've, you know, with my Facebook and my phone, I have sunk them.
Mm-hmm. Synced.
Sunked them. I don't know.
I synced them.
That just sounds so bad, though.
That's okay.
But anyway, they're sunked together, so. But the Twitter, yeah, that would be insane, especially for the amount of people I follow as it is. It would probably blow up my phone. But I don't know. It seemed they had a conference, a little get together at their new headquarters, whatever. And like I said, there's mixed reviews. So if anyone uses Twitter, and you should let us know how you feel about their new design. You could always email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
That's right. fans@bleedgeek.com. Randy will talk to you, because that's what he does. He talks to his fans.
Sometimes.
Sometimes he flicks them off.
Yeah. Can't win them all.
And another thing that came out that is still not on Android, which people wonder about, is Flipboard, which is another huge app that was actually only on iPad up until Tuesday night. It was in the middle of the night because, again,
I'm not missing Flipboard.
It was, again, at the, you know, the French whatever. What was it? The French...
What
was the conference called?
Le Web.
Thank you.
Ha ha.
Even more emphasis now. But they finally launched Flipboard for iPhone. So, I played with it a little bit. I like it. Definitely. The main reason I use it on my iPad is because it's nice, because it takes all the, like, so Twitter seems to be a lot of hashtags and links and at and whatever, right? But it's nice is because it takes those links and makes them like posts. So it's like when you're flipping through, you see all these big posts that you look right at the stories instead of having to follow all the links. But
you can follow along without following along.
Right. But the thing with the iPhone is that it's so small. At that point, I might as well just be following one, because it only shows me one at a time anyway. So then I might as well just use my Twitter app. Maybe I'll grow to like it a little more since it's only been a day, I guess. But who knows? You know anything about any other social networks?
I know Facebook was doing some stuff recently.
Hanging out.
At their F8 conference, they had announced that they were going to be pushing out a thing called Timeline to people, and it's been available to developers since F8 ended.
I'm trying to think of when that was. Like June, feels maybe. Like
so long ago.
Yeah.
But, so basically, if you don't know what Timeline is, it's picture Facebook turning into a humongous scrapbook for all of your crap, so you can easily go back and go, oh, look at all this stuff from way back when. Just makes it easier, I guess, to access old content, because right now, the only way you can do it is scroll down, show more posts, scroll down. Show more posts.
It gets real old, especially for someone who, let's say, they play a lot of games and always share stuff.
Oh, man. It's like, even me just, like, I don't do a lot on Facebook, but trying to find something that I posted, like, a month ago is
painful. I think they'd put a search in.
So
maybe they should talk to Google about that.
So they started rolling it out to yesterday, I think.
Yes. Yeah, that seems right, yesterday.
They started rolling it out to New Zealand first.
I don't think it's anywhere else yet, just New Zealand right now.
I heard there was a couple other countries, but they didn't say names.
New Zealand first, so.
Like, really? It must be a huge popular
place. That's where all the Facebookers are hanging out. Yeah,
clearly. It's like, are you kidding me?
New Zealand.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be cool. I got to see it when it was in the... for developers, Vern showed me. It was cool looking, but it's just one of those things I'll just have to get used to.
It's funny. I don't know if you're familiar with Path at all. They recently relaunched their app. Well, relaunched. It's like 2.0 of their app. And I feel like it's funny. Like, they beat Facebook to the punch with, like, 'cause it's like a more intimate version of Facebook is what it's kind of supposed to be. Like, you can only have 150 friends and that's it. Like, it's trying to keep it, like, people you would actually want. It's like the Google Plus idea of circles, but only having one circle, and it's the people you actually do want to share everything with.
Mm-hmm.
But the relaunch looks, I mean, they made the UI way better and stuff. It's a lot more. At first, it seemed like just like a, kind of like an Instagram fighter almost, but now you can see it more as a, like, it shows a path, they call it, of course. But it's kind of like, it reminds me of Timeline, what Timeline's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of go back in chronological order and see what you've put up. So I think that's funny that they kind of put that out, and they've kind of been getting a little buzz lately, but I feel like they kind of beat Facebook to the punch with their timelines. But
it was just the wrong time.
There's an Android app, I know that. You should check it out.
It's an app for that?
Mm-hmm. I know they're out on Android.
I will. Oh, my phone's over there. I'll check it out after.
But yeah, I don't know. Path. Kevin Rose invested in him.
He makes smart decisions.
Danny Trin. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
He's one of the co-founders of it. I'm sure you see him pop up every now and then. Annoyingly.
Anyways. True. Also, they talked at the F8. They talked about they were going to be implementing a subscription button and making the API for that available to all sorts of websites, so you can actually subscribe now to websites. So we'll implement it on Bleed Geek eventually, so you can subscribe to us.
The weird thing is, I'm not entirely sure. Like, I kind of get two different impressions from it, and maybe you know the answer, so...
I'll listen.
So one is that you subscribe to a website, so like it's kind of like an RSS feeder, except for that they don't use RSS. I know that. So is it like it drags everything from the site? The other way I understand it is that it's just putting a journalist, you subscribe to an author, and everything they publish on that site you get in your feed.
I think you can do it. I think it does it both ways, depending on where the subscription. From what I saw, was there was a bit of customization, like where you can, as the person putting it on your website, for what you can pick up. So I wouldn't, but I don't know 100% what, because it is.
And then All Things D, and I think it was today I looked at it, they had put out, you can now subscribe to our website. They have it on their website, right? So I followed it. But it just brought me to a page of listing all their authors, and you still had to subscribe to each individual one. So that's where I like that makes me think it is individual ones, but like you said, maybe it's your choice.
Yeah.
Because then listener, that was then all their Twitters. You could follow all their Twitters
because,
and then
because see, I feel like for that it would be easy to pick on specific writers, but like I imagine eventually CNN would have something where you can subscribe to them, but they have so many contributors.
But on the other hand, let's say you like CNN on Facebook, aren't you kind of already seeing everything?
You're only seeing stuff that they post to Facebook.
But that's where I think the difference comes in as the ease of use for the information providers. So now All Things D doesn't necessarily have to post every little thing, because if you subscribe to the site, it automatically draws it and puts it in your feed?
Yeah, I don't know. When it comes out, I'll check it out. We'll pick it apart.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, because I don't think it's really out. I think you can just subscribe to each author right now, but I think it is going to be for the entire... I don't know. Because, like, for me, it's like Facebook is starting to become more and more like Twitter for me as I, like, because they have... You can subscribe to people now, right? Already on the site, so that way, like, more... Like, MG Siegler, someone I follow, like, just, you know, Kevin Rose, Alex Albrecht, like, those people I'm subscribed to, right? So it's kind of like Twitter following. And so their stuff shows up in my feed, but it's becoming more so that I see stories instead of like people I know's posts. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
Facebook is trying to become trying to take on Google Reader at this point too. Now is what I see it as.
Right. Yeah.
They just want Facebook to be the internet.
I think exactly. I think they want a way to direct all content to them, so people are spending all of their time.
Well, it's crazy to me that not Matt today, you know, he went to log into, he used my iPad to, while we were doing our other podcast, to look at NFL stats. To log into his NFL, he logged in through Facebook. And I'm like, and maybe it's because I made an NFL account, you know, 3 years ago, whatever, blah, 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 because that's when I was using it.
It's funny, because I opt almost always to create an account with that website versus tying in my Facebook.
I would never tie in my Facebook. But I'm more apt to do Twitter now.
Yes, I've tied.
I tie Twitter. Things to Twitter a lot now, instead of. But I'd never like tying things with Facebook.
You just talk for 2 seconds. Let me do something quick.
Just talk for 2 seconds, he says to me. In other news, Facebook and Gowalla, it broke last Friday. Kind of like it came out as like Facebook was buying Gowalla, and then all these things were kind of being said about that. But what really happened was Facebook. Bought the are you doing the Santa Claus?
Yeah, I want to see if it's make sure it's working before I tell them to check it out.
Oh yeah, because I tried to do it the other night and it wasn't happening for me. Yeah. But anyway, so Facebook was supposed to buy Gowalla, but what really happened, there's a little shady dealings going on, is Facebook essentially bought all the people that work at Gowalla, and Gowalla is shutting down. Gowalla is a Foursquare competitor. They were kind of the two main ones in the scene. Actually, I think Gowalla was first, and just recently they actually re-released their iPhone iOS app to, and they were kind of like going in a new direction. It was this big deal, so it seems kind of sad that they would have been bought out. And I mean, it makes sense though, because why wouldn't they want those people? I mean, Gowalla was about, they wanted to tell a story instead of just check in places, and so it only makes sense that Facebook would be interested in them. But yeah, so Facebook and Gowalla are gonna, they didn't, Gowalla's going to shut down, I think, as of the 1st, if it hasn't already. But I think it was as of the 1st. And all the people are now at Facebook. I never used Gowalla personally, though.
Me either.
Because I use Foursquare. But.
Same here. The last thing I wanted to mention, for a little Christmas cheer, last year, Gizmodo worked with a company, a graphic design company called Real Art Media, to make a web interactive claw game. So like if you leave a grocery store and you put, you know, pop 50 cents in and try winning the stupid little stuffed animal, and then you end up putting in $5 worth of quarters for a stuffed animal that costs 25 cents. Well, they, so this virtual one is actually a real it's a real game. You log in, go to
it's not
the Santa Claw Netflix.com.
Would it be a virtual game? It's not really a virtual game anymore.
Well, I mean, it's virtual because you're not there.
It's semi-virtual.
Yeah, but it's real. So you go there, pseudo-virtual. You sign in with either Twitter, Facebook, or you can create an account through them, and then it queues you up. And
do you get a notification when you're up, like, or do you have to leave it on?
You have to leave the website up, and it shows you what position you are in line, and it's constantly updating. So two nights ago, I got in line, but I realized for me to make it to the...
Does it give you an estimated time?
Yeah, like mine was 14 hours, so I would have been at work, and it's like, damn it. So you kind of have to plan around when you will be around, because it's a long
way. And you have to leave your computer on then, obviously.
Yep. And last year, they said in the first day, there was 20,000 people who tried getting at the site.
I went to the site, but it wouldn't let me, it was just loading forever, sure it was.
Right now I'm trying to log in through Twitter and it's just spinning.
But I like that it's like, know that you will be mocked for failure, essentially is what it's, somewhere along those lines, like.
But it's really cool, because.
Everyone watches everyone use the claw, so yeah, if you lose, the whole world sees it.
They have a webcam, they're live streaming the claw, so you can see when they get a ball, you can see when it fails.
It just died. Well, the pitcher died.
Yeah, you have to refresh the video.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of our.
It made you think of it because we signed in with Twitter, right?
Can we call it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we call her a mutual friend?
Yeah.
All right. She works for Real Art Design right now, interning. So she was pretty excited about it. And it used to be at their place, which is in Ohio, but this year they moved it to New York.
Which makes sense. Well, that's where Gizmodo is. And... Right.
So
I wonder if they alternate.
It's cool, though. I'll post a link in chat.
The chat's not working for me. I don't know. It won't let me log in.
Yeah, you timed out a while ago.
And it won't let me get back in now. Yeah. I don't know why.
Because I blocked Apple.
Oh, shit. That just happened. I'm sure someone else in chat's on an Apple. Actually, I doubt it.
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure not.
Anyone? All right.
Anyways. So that's all I got. Santa Claw, check it out. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. We wrapped up Facebook. One last thing I think about Amazon.
Amazon. Oh,
yeah. Did you look at this?
Yeah. Because I wrote about it.
Oh yeah. It makes sense. They're going to try to take on why can't I say that word all of a sudden?
Retail?
Retailers. I just kept thinking realtors. So I'm like, that's not right. Like I had a brain freeze there for a second. So they're taking on retailers a little. Essentially, they're trying to push their barcode scanning / searching on their mobile apps. And is it only on the 10th? Is that the day it is? Or is it starting on the 10th?
Starting on the 10th.
Starting on the 10th, if you go into like a store, let's say you go into Target, not to call it Target, but I probably go there once in a while. Like, if you're there, let's say you're looking at... A CD is a bad example. A movie. Let's say you're looking at a movie. You're thinking, man, maybe I should get the new Harry Potter movie. What's another good movie that came out lately?
The Matrix series.
That didn't come out lately.
Harry Potter on Blu-ray.
Okay, so we'll just stick with my Harry Potter example. Harry Potter just came out. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, right? So you're there and you're like, oh, $25. I don't know if that's really... I bet it's cheaper on Amazon. But you take out your app, you either search for it or you scan the barcode and it brings it up. If it is cheaper, well, I don't think even if it's not cheaper.
Nope, as long as you leave the store empty-handed and buy it on Amazon.
But how do they know you leave empty-handed?
They assume because you're not buying it on Amazon.
So, essentially, if you scan it and then you buy it right there on your phone,
right.
They'll give you 5% off, which could be up to $5 max.
Right.
And you can do it three times?
Up to three items.
Okay, so essentially you could get $15 for free by not buying it at a retailer.
Which is, it kind of bums me out, because I wish I would have known about this beforehand, because there's, like, some of the stuff that I bought on Amazon that I would have waited to buy.
Because?
To do this.
But then, I mean, well, you're still only at a 10th, I suppose. You could get shipping. What works out, I mean, because you kind of worry about, it's their Christmas gifts, I assume.
Right, yep.
That you worry about shipping if they're not getting here in time. But if you have Amazon Prime, then you have free 2-day shipping anyway, and it doesn't matter, right?
It's true.
But yeah, so I thought that was funny. A few people thought I seen posted that maybe that was slightly unethical, but I think it's just good marketing.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall at some of the huge retailers, like at Walmart and Target, what they're saying about this. Because I'm sure they're just like...
Well, I know... I feel like it's like Best Buy and especially Barnes & Noble, I know, like... Well, Barnes & Noble is probably another huge one, which they're already competing on so many levels. But, like, they're already pissed because you don't have to pay sales tax on Amazon. And they don't think that's fair because... I mean, honestly, that's another thing that leads me to buy more on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, sure, the prices might be the same, but if it's $50, I don't want to pay for the tax. I mean, not the tax is crazy on that amount, but
no,
it's but still more.
It still adds up.
Yeah, so something to think about. Yeah. And I think that's pretty much covers all our news.
Yeah, I think so.
Feel like we're running pretty. I feel like it's extra quiet in here tonight. Is that just me?
You know, it's because Ding-a-ling isn't running out here freaking dropping crap all night.
That's probably a good point. Ding-a-ling. But of course, you can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com. Check out the Point After Attempt. If you want to let us know what you think about our redesign. We launched that a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now. I don't even know. Time is lost on me right now.
It's a week and a half.
Seems like much longer, doesn't it? Probably because we were working on it for a while.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Follow us on Twitter.
@bleedgeek.
Call us.
At 406-79-GEEKS.
406-79-GEEKS.
Yeah, 406-79-GEEKS. Yeah, that's right. 406-794-3357. Like I said earlier, you know, we try to do this Thursday. Well, it's always Thursdays, unless otherwise noted, but we shoot for 8.
Most of the time, Thursdays.
We did do Wednesday 2 weeks ago, but
yep.
Thanksgiving.
That's true.
And, of course, there's holidays coming up, but they're all on the weekend, so I don't think it'll be affected. Unless you have some crazy plans that I don't know about, but...
Don't think so.
Unless I have some crazy plans I don't know about.
Unless I... Yeah, that's how that works sometimes.
You can always... Yeah, so I think that pretty much covers everything. We do have a Tumblr that we still haven't done anything with.
But we have one.
Unless you did something to it, but I don't think you did. Can you RSS feed a Tumblr? That would make sense. Why wouldn't, like, follow it? Is there RSS?
Yeah, no, yeah. There has to be.
Maybe I'll do that so I know if you do anything. You'd probably tell me anyway. But
neither here nor there. Why don't we just tie it to ping?
We could do that.
Then we'd always have posts there. Anyways, you can follow us individually on Twitter.
Yeah, I am @Mike037 because, I mean, honestly, I hang out there way more than Facebook at this point.
And it's the number zero, not like MikeZero. Just the
in case there was confusion in that, I guess.
Yeah.
You think there was?
No. Just saying.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Hammock time with a Y.
Hammock time with a Y. and I am @Crandall111.
I think that pretty much covers this, huh?
Yeah. That's it for this edition of Bleed Geek. I'm Randy Orvis.
And I'm Mike Earl.
And don't stray too far from the path.